Hi everyone, I am Megan Bowling with Stratton Grove St. Petersburg, and we serve preschools, daycares, rec centers, and private schools throughout Pinellas County. We specialize in fitness, dance, yoga, music, and sports for kids at their centers.
Welcome to Hustleberg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioSt.Pete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleberg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. So, Megan, why are you providing high quality, fun, engaging exercise experiences for preschool age kids here in St. Pete and throughout Pinellas County through Stretch and Go?
All right. Well, we are providing these classes because the number one reason is because the kids need it. Children are more sedentary than they've ever been. And while you may think that they're running around and playing on the playground, oftentimes they are just sitting and talking with friends. So we come into the schools and centers and we provide structured physical activity for them. And I think if anything, this last year has really shown us how important being healthy is and instilling those healthy habits in our kids. It's just super important for them. And then, of course, I love it so much. It's my family's business. I've grown up doing it, and I'm just extremely passionate about it.
Now, what is it that may set you apart from other programs that are aimed at children's exercise? I know we have the NFL coming in with their 60 minutes of play a day kind of a thing, but that's really just kind of a loose thing that we see during about 17 or so Sundays in the fall, but there's no real guidance. So how does what you do set you apart?
So we are different because we go to and partner with centers around the community. And so the kids are already there. So it makes it really convenient for parents because they're at school and they're getting this structured physical activity. So that sets us apart. And then also we are adventure based. So each of our classes is a different theme. So one day we might be running on the moon. One day we might be swimming at the beach, and we're just having a really good time teaching them about their bones and muscles and exercising.
Now, what was it that inspired you to join the family business after you finished at USF to operate the St. Pete location of Stretch and Grow?
Well, I did have a little bit of a rebellious period and went to work on my own. And I went and worked at the state attorney's office before in the victim's witness unit, and I just really missed it. I grew up going to Stretch and Grow conferences and trainings because Stretch and Grow is worldwide, and my parents started it in 1992. We have over 200 territories around the country. So I missed the community, I missed the children, and I just missed making such a big difference in their lives. So I kind of went away and then came back.
Got it. Now, who is the ideal childcare center that you serve? This isn't something that people can sign up for, you know, as an individual parent for their child. It's provided through various activities and centers throughout the county. So who are those childcare centers that you guys are serving now? And how can somebody kind of get their after-school care or their preschool care childcare provider to bring this to their kid?
Okay, so an ideal center is going to be one that will really look at us as a partner or a resource for them. It is a huge benefit for the centers to partner with us. We give a break to their teachers. We get their kids up and moving, which means better naps. We get the parents excited. And it's just basically one that will bring us in and we can become part of their family and culture and community. But we are working towards partnering with some rec centers around so we can have classes where parents can bring their children. And so that will be coming up really soon. And children who are maybe not in preschool or their preschool isn't partnering with us yet will be able to come to those rec centers and sign up for some classes.
Now, how would you suggest that parents who are interested in having this integrated into where they're already taking their kids for childcare, how would you suggest that they go about adding this to that curriculum?
All they need to do is go to our website, which is S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, G as in Go, -stpete.com. So it's SNG-stpete.com. And they can show that to their preschool director or reach out to me. I will be happy to go to their preschool director and offer classes. And that would be the simplest way. Just suggest it.
Got it. Now, what resources do you have at your disposal to guide you in building your business? Obviously, you grew up in it since it's something that your parents started. Is there anything that you have aside from the standard Stretch and Grow business model and kind of the best practices guiding you in building your business?
Well, my biggest thing, and I'm a huge believer in this for anyone who's interested in starting their own business or has their own business, is my network and my tribe of fellow business owners. The majority of them are Stretch and Grow owners, but I do have some local friends who own their own business. And okay. I really believe in leaning on other business owners and working through those struggles together. And then for Stretch and Grow, we do have extremely detailed curriculum that we go with. We have trainings, we have all sorts of resources. And then I love podcasts. I listen to awesome. A bunch of different podcasts.
Oh, which ones do you like to listen to?
I love Gold Digger by Jenna okay. Kutcher. Yeah. And some different ones geared towards the childcare industry. So the preschool podcast and childcare CRM.
Got it. Now, taking a look at some of the students that you've worked with in your career, what is one of the most remarkable turnarounds that you've seen with a student? I'm talking about somebody who doesn't even want to stop, you know, the crafts or snack time or whatever it is, they're totally disinterested. And then they have something that clicks and boom, they are ready to lead the class.
Well, so I do have seen children who are super, super shy or maybe mm-hmm. not sure of their physical abilities. And we have one child who she couldn't really jump when she came into our classes. And so she okay. just wouldn't. And then after a few weeks of classes, she started jumping. I mean, I have so many stories I can tell you. We have worked with children with special needs who have just grown throughout the program. Children who maybe are blind and just listen to the music and move with the music. And There's just so many things. One of my favorite things about Stretch and Grow is that when we start with a group of kids and we ask them, hey, what's your favorite fruit or vegetable? Oftentimes they'll name like pizza or a pancake or something crazy. And then they start learning, no, fruits and vegetables. That's what we love. We love to feed our bodies healthy. And we teach them their bones and muscles. So our three-year-olds can name all of their major muscle groups, which is pretty cool because a lot of adults can't even do that.
Oh, for sure. Now, what is one thing that you would like every member of the Hustleberg community to know about exercise and activity for children, especially young children?
I want everyone to know that it starts immediately. Gross motor skill, fine motor skill development starts as soon as we are born. And it's so important to start working on those skills with children when they're young. If you don't develop your gross motor skills by 5, studies show that you will not reach your full potential ever. So wow. You have to work on those skills at that early age. And children, as much as you might think, they aren't really running around on the playground. They aren't getting that structured, rigorous activity. And Shape America, they say that children preschool age need 60 minutes of structured physical activity a day. Mm-hmm. So it's super important to make sure that they're being told 5 squats, 10 jumps, things like that.
Now, members of the Hustleberg community are going to know, they've heard this probably a million times. I don't like to look at things that some describe as failures as such. I look at them as lessons that we're learning on our journey. So with that in mind, what is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far with Stretch and Grow?
My biggest one is not to sell yourself short. And don't come down on your value and pricing because someone is adamant that you do. I made that mistake in the very beginning. It's still biting me. And I just really believe set your prices, set your goals, and stick to them. Don't let anyone make you feel like you're less than what you value yourself as.
That is fantastic advice for anybody who is just getting into the business world on their own and trying to figure out how things should operate. I know that there are a lot of people that struggle with pricing, and I appreciate that that was something that you added to the conversation today. Taking a look at some of the things that you do in the community, what would you say is the most inspiring thing that you've worked on thus far?
Well, one thing that we've really seen throughout the pandemic is schools are extremely short-staffed right now. And something that kind of happened that we weren't really expecting is centers have really relied on us to help their teachers in the classrooms. They will outsource sub hours to us now. Mm-hmm. And that has been something that has strengthened our relationships with them so much. And I'm just really glad that we've been able to be there for our partners and centers in that way throughout this time, because it's been super tough for them.
Now, what is it that you're doing to build your brand to make people aware of what you offer and how they can partake in the offerings that you have?
I do a lot of Facebook ads, the paid targeting ads. I love them. Sure. And then we do paper mailers in the mail. And then truly we go face-to-face cold call sales all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, taking a look at your wildest dreams for what you have in mind for Stretch and Grow St. Pete, where do you want to take it and what are you doing to get there?
Well, the goal is to be teaching every child in Pinellas County the importance of healthy habits. Okay. And we are growing our team. We have 3 wonderful coaches, and then my husband also works for Stretch and Grow St. Pete. And we are growing our team. We're looking for new coaches for the fall and just adding on more partners. And that's really the goal.
Awesome. Now, when you take a look at how you spend your time, how much would you say that you're working in the day-to-day of your business, working with those kids, stretching with them, and having the exercise and activity, the day-to-day of your business, versus working on your business to develop and grow toward the goal you just talked about?
Well, right now, I am working quite a bit in the business. I do prefer to work on the business, and
sure,
I'm sure many business owners get kind of stuck in that. When do I outsource? When do I bring on a team? And I right now am working, I would say, like 75% in, when I really want to be working 75% on. But we are looking for new team members, so that's why. But I would say, advice to any business owners, know when it's time to hire that team and outsource, because that's a tough call and you can't grow. You can't do it all by yourself.
You're exactly right. Now, Megan, are you a native of St. Pete?
I am not. I was born in Galveston, Texas, and then I moved to Seminole when I was 10 and grew up around this area. So I feel like I feel like I'm totally Floridian and this is my home.
Now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around town?
Well, I love downtown St. Pete. I love the pier, just love the parks, the Saturday morning market. I have a 1.5-year-old, so we take her to the beach. We take her to the pier all the time. And just going out to eat, to restaurants. I ride horses. So riding horses, and that's really pretty much it. I love my business, though. I probably spend too much time working on it.
What are some of your favorite local businesses that you like to support? This is an awesome opportunity to give them a shout out so that they get a little bit of, they get to ride on your coattails a little bit.
Absolutely. Okay. My biggest one I want to shout out is Sun State Yoga.
Okay.
And it's off of 9 MLK, and it's just the best yoga studio that I've been to around. I've been to quite a few of them. It's a hot yoga class, and Carrington, the owner's awesome. It's just a wonderful place. So definitely want to shout out that yoga studio.
Fantastic. Now, are there any upcoming events, activities, or offerings that you want to make sure that people who listen or watch Hustleberg put on their calendars for the second half of 2021?
Well, we are booking classes for the fall semester. So if you have a child in preschool that you think their school could benefit from partnering with us, I would love to speak with you and speak to that director of the preschool. Again, you just visit our website, sng-stpete.com. And then we will be partnering with some rec centers and holding some after school classes. So just to be watch out on our social media and watch for that.
Now, you did mention sng-stpete.com. That's the website. Where else can people find out more about what you do and connect with you so that they get to know the latest that's going on with Stretch and Grow here in St. Pete?
Our Facebook group is Stretch and Grow of Pinellas County. And then our Facebook page is Stretch and Grow of Pinellas County. And then our community Facebook group is Stretch and Grow of Pinellas County, and they can just send a join.
All right. Well, the good news is for people who are watching on YouTube or watching at beyondyoursidehustle.com, all of that's going to be included in the show notes. It'll just be a click away. If you are listening on your favorite podcast player or on RadioSt.Pete.com or on Sunshine 96.7, you can visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/stretch-n-grow, and it will all be there for you. You can just click through. Oftentimes, your podcast player won't display links, HTML, so that's something that we make sure that we include on the website for each episode. Megan, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you sharing with Hustleberg all that Stretch and Grow offers Pinellas County.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3 weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.